Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another edition of the Mindset Entrepreneur video podcast. I am your host, Mark Altman, and I'm here with Bing Yeo, the managing director of AFC Urgent Care, Natick and Marlboro. Bing, great to have you with us today.
Good to be here, Mark. Thank you for having me.
I got to tell you, urgent care really seems like it's sweeping the nation, so to speak. It seems like different urgent care clinics are opening up everywhere. And before we get started talking about that, I really would like to our audience to get to know you a little bit. And so start out with you're really a successful long-term entrepreneur. And, you know, what have been the core values that have really served you in entrepreneurship? And where were the influences that came from you to really get you passionate about business?
Yeah, no, I think well, thanks for the question, Mark. So I think really a couple of things, if I kind of look back on all the things that to sort of guide me in what kind of a person I am. I think really is, you know, whatever you do, you know, do the best you can, put the best effort forward. That's always been, you know, one of my strongest guiding principles. And then another thing I think is very important, I think is no matter what you do, really treat everybody with respect. So that's why whatever I do, I can always relate to anybody, everybody. You know, it doesn't matter if you are it's kind of a lower level in an organization or a higher level in an organization, I treat you the same way. So those are, I think, really, to me, I think what kind of guide me in terms of not only just how I run my business, but also how I approach things.
Well, that's outstanding, Bing. I just want to tell our audience, I'm really jealous of Bing. I want to start out by saying, you know, Bing started a hair salon. And you can tell by how great his hair. I mean, take a look at this guy's hair. I don't think he has one hair out of place. I mean, it's so perfect. I'm losing my hair, so I can't even really be a customer for him. But being honestly, all kidding aside, you know, talk about how did you get into the hair salon business? What kind of prompted that? And then how did the transition take place to go from hair salons to urgent care?
Well, I mean, you can't see the transition. I mean,
yes, it's right there. Exactly.
No, no. I think what you asked the question earlier is that where my passion for entrepreneurship or business came from. I think growing up, I grew up in Hong Kong, right? So I came to this country 30 years ago. But growing up, I was surrounded by, you know, really my relatives who were really strong entrepreneurs in Hong Kong. They have a lot of uncles and aunts that have very successful businesses. So I kind of looked to them and said, well, you know, and kind of took bits and pieces of kind of what they've done, and really just try to adopt those for myself. But to answer your other question about how do I kind of get into the hair salon business, right? I always like businesses. That's actually one of the things that I think my uncles told me. When you look for business opportunities, look for those that are recession resistant. Nothing is truly recession proof. There's nothing out there. But there are ones that are recession resistant, good and bad times, you know, people would need your product and services, right? So I look at the hair salon business as kind of, you know, one of those recession resistant businesses, because good and bad times, you know, people need a haircut. So that's why, you know, I came across this brand, and I decided that, hey, it was a strong brand. I got into it, and I bought the master franchise rights and opened up a few shops. I've since sold the business and got into the healthcare business. And to me, the healthcare business, the urgent care business is the same way. It has that same qualities, if you will. It's recession resistant. You know, again, in good and bad times, people need good healthcare. And especially, you know, here in our state, ever since we have universal healthcare, there has been the demand and supply gap for good healthcare has continued to widen. Even right now, it's continued to do so. So that's why, you know, I saw the opportunity, and there's this brand called AFC. Back then it was called Doctors Express when I bought the franchise, but they've changed the name since then to AFC Urgent Care. And AFC Urgent Care now it's the strongest, the biggest independent network in the country.
So Bing, let's take a few minutes to dispel some myths about urgent care. I think it's important to educate our audience. So the first question I have for you is, I'm sitting at home. I just had an experience with urgent care where I cut my finger on a blender and it was bleeding pretty badly. So I went to an urgent care clinic. Talk to me about what the process, set expectations for people who go to your locations in Natick and Marlboro. What should they expect?
Yeah, I think they should expect convenient, fast, easily accessible, high quality service. You know, we really view the patient care or experience, not just the encounter that you have within the center. We really view the entire experience as from the moment that you call to the moment that you interact with the receptionist, interact with the nurse, interact with the doctor, to when we discharge you and you go to the pharmacy, and even 2 days after your visit, we physically call you to check up on you and see how you're doing. Really view that experience as the experience that we need to satisfy in every single interaction point. So
from an urgent care perspective, Bing, when someone comes in, do you look at them as a long-term customer? Is it a one-off? Because urgent care implies, well, unless I have something urgent going on, I don't really need you, even if my experience was amazing.
So
what is your hope that customers walk away with?
Well, I think initially, if you're a new customer walking in, right? So most of our new customers walking in because their primary care is not available, right? But they need the care right now, and they don't want to go to the emergency room, right? So they walk in and say, oh, because we're more convenient, we open 7 days a week. So they walk in, but once they've tried the experience and the quality of care, they like it. And so next time they have an issue, they come back. In fact, you know, right now, because my centers in Natick and Marlboro are relatively mature, right? One's been open for 6 years, one's been open for 4 years. 70% of our patients are now what we call established patients, which means that they've been here at least once. And if I can show you, if I could show you our EMR, our emergency, medical records, I mean, there are so many patients that have been here 5 times, 10 times. Wow. I mean, they use us. I mean, we don't do primary care. But a lot of people, they use us as their, you know, first, choice of care. Every time they have a need, they come in.
Well, what's interesting to me, Bing, is I know, the medical profession overall, the service of a lot of physicians has gone down because of the demand of doctors.
Mm-hmm.
So as a patient, what would be really important to me is building a rapport with someone and having the trust that they're going to take good care of me, and the convenience is a huge factor because many times at doctor's offices, you're waiting extensive amounts of time. So what are some other services you provide that aren't necessarily urgent that people could say, wow, I didn't know the AFC urgent care provided that?
Yeah, it's very interesting that you asked this question. So right from the get-go, right? So our goal is to be a resource to the community, right? So to Natick and surrounding towns, to Marlboro and surrounding towns. So we set out to basically open up. Everybody knows us as, oh, urgent care. So when I'm sick and injured, I walk in and get care, right? That's what we do.
Right.
But after we open, we started kind of getting a lot of questions and people asking, oh, do you offer this? Do you offer that? So I'll give you a couple of examples. We do immigration physicals. You know, one day we got a phone call from a family who needed to apply for their green card. And as part of the green card application, there needs to be a pretty extensive, you know, medical physicals that needs to be done on each applicant that the government requires, right? They need to make sure that you don't have these infectious diseases. They want to make sure that you're healthy to be a productive citizen here, right? So, and at first we didn't do that, but then we started kind of looking up and more people call and ask. So we started, sort of looking into what it would take for us to do that. Oh, you have to basically, get your physician certified to be a civil surgeon to do that. So we started doing one, getting one of the physicians certified, but now we have 4 civil surgeons working for me. Offering these immigration physicals. We do a ton of these, every day now. So that's one example that it's not urgent care, but it's the community asking for it and we're offering it. I'll give you another example that I think you will love this one. We do occupational health services for companies, right?
Oh.
So again, one day we got a call from this mosquito spraying company. You know, they call, oh, do you do mask respirator testing? So what is that? Oh, you know, our staff, they wear these masks, and because we're spraying for the town, they require that our masks be fitted medically. Oh, okay. What does that mean? We don't know what that is. So I started looking into it. Oh, okay. So there's this thing called respirator fit testing. The government calls it N95 fit testing. There's actually a OSHA requirement. So we looked into it and so, oh, this is how we can do it. So we bought the equipment. We got everybody trained, and now we're offering it for mosquito companies, for painting companies, doing these respirator fit testing.
Well, you know, Bing, as I'm listening to you, there's three things that are popping out to me that really make your business unique relative to a lot of the other urgent cares out there, perhaps. One of them is, you know, you talk about being community-based, and the things you're describing really support walking the walk and talking that talk. So it sounds like you really are involved in the community. You said something earlier, I don't want to glaze over because I think it's pretty special. The fact that you're following up on your patients 2 days after and really caring about their well-being, not just they're in their office, they paid you, you're really checking to make sure everything's okay. And the third thing is how unique that you're a B2B company as well, and you're working with businesses, small businesses, you're flexible in your service offerings. Because I can tell you as a company owner myself, I would never think to call an urgent care for those kinds of purposes. So the fact that people out there watching know that you're a resource for things that their company and their employees would need, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. No, I think companies, I mean, as business owners, when you have a need, right? So you're getting a government contract, they say, well, you know, okay, in order to work for us, you need to be drug, your employees need to be drug tested, your employees need to be, you know, their masks need to be fit tested. What do you do as an owner? I mean, you call around, right? So one of the advantages that I see that really, again, being a small entrepreneurial business, I think gives us advantage to our competitors who are largely these, you know, big, larger hospital groups. They're opening up urgent care. I think it's really just our ability to kind of listen to the community and kind of react to what the demand is.
That's
right.
Great.
So I give you a couple of examples. But again, we, you know, these demands are not just from smaller companies. We also work for big companies. You know, FedEx, to give you an example, in order to drive a FedEx trucks, all drivers need to pass a what they call a DOT physical, a Department of Transportation physical, and they need to get that physical renewed every year. Okay, every 2 years actually. So we're doing a ton of those, not just for FedEx, but for independent truck companies as well as UPS. Every holiday season, I know that in October, November, I know we're going to be busy with FedEx drivers because they hire a ton of seasonal drivers. Every time they hire a new drivers, they give them a piece of, a letter that says, okay, go to AFC Urgent Care and get your drug testing and get your physical done.
Nice.
No schedule. They just walk in.
So Bing, let's address the biggest elephant in the room, which I think with urgent care is that a lot of people perceive your losing quality for the benefit of convenience.
Yeah.
And I know my own brother, I as I said, I've used urgent care and had great experiences with it, but my own brother as a doctor has questioned that. So what do you say to people who are sitting there thinking, oh, I wouldn't do that?
Yeah.
You know, what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think if the only things that we offer is convenience and you know, accessibility, I think we would all be out of business by now. You know, just to be honest with you, because at the end of the day, I think the products and service that we're giving you or anybody, I think is medical. You know, we have to be able to address your medical needs as a patient. If we don't do that and we do it in a lousy way, you're not going to come back, right? It doesn't matter how convenient I am. It doesn't matter if I have my clinic right next to your house. I mean, if I give you bad care, you're not going to come back, right? So I think it's very important for people to really know and understand that this is the way that you know, that we need to really compete, not just with convenience, but a high quality, cost effective, products, you know, with really great care in order to really kind of compete for the patients. Now the patients have choice.
So your doctors and nurses, are they just as qualified?
Yeah,
as,
absolutely.
There's no difference in the
qualifications. No difference. I tell you, who would like to work for an urgent care? We have retired ER docs, you know, ER docs that got burned out at the ER. They love to join us because, you know, in our environment, they get the hustle and bustle, but they, you know, it's a cakewalk for them.
Right.
Right. And we also
get it's not life or death.
Yeah. We also get a lot of, primary care doctors that are kind of burned out from primary care. Nowadays, primary care, you know, because of our healthcare system is really putting a lot of burden on primary care doctors. That's why you see, you hear, you know, primary care doctor shortage all the time and they're going to concierge all the time. Because they are, you know, primary care doctor burnout. So we're getting, you know, those doctors kind of coming to work for us.
So a couple last questions, Bing. One is, so if I live in the Natick and Marlboro area, where so many thousands of people do, and I wanted to consider checking out in urgent care, whether it were you or anybody else, what are the things I should be aware of to know that the urgent care clinic I chose is, boy, they're the right one. They're qualified. Is there anything I should know or beware of before I go?
Well, that's a good question. I think again, you to me, I think you, well, first of all, different patients, I think have different sort of requirements.
Yeah,
right?
Well said.
And some have a higher expectation than others and so forth. But I think anywhere you go, it doesn't matter if it's urgent care or your own primary care. I think as a patient, you have the right to really demand high quality care. Mm-hmm. You want a good experience, right? So that's why we, you know, for our centers, we try to really create that experience, right? And if you walk into our waiting room, you know, we offer you snacks, coffee, we offer you, you know, big screen TV, you know, just right from the get-go, we want to kind of, even though you're sick, we want to kind of put you at ease, you know, want to make sure that you're comfortable. And then again, we focus on that whole experience. You know, we want to, you know, that's why we're very meticulous in terms of who we hire and how we train them. Right. Yes. So for example, you know, we train our receptionists to, you know, when people walk up, don't wait for people to acknowledge, you know, to sort of say hi and acknowledge you. You go and say hi and nice. Acknowledge them. Right. So that's one of the things that we really train our folks to do. And I hope that our, you know, other places are doing that.
So, Bing, I have to end our show with the most important question of all. I know our audience is sitting there going, what is chapter 3 for Bing Yeo? I mean, you've got successful hair salons. Now you're onto the urgent care business. What's the next big mountain for you in your future?
Well, you know, I think we want to really do a good job with urgent care. And I think in my business now with the urgent care industry, it's going through a phase of sort of new competitions and consolidation and so forth. And the competitive landscape has completely changed compared to, you know, 6 years ago when I first opened, right? So now, as an entrepreneur, I'm figuring out a way to not only compete for the patients coming in the door, but also how do I take my services to the patients? So that's why, you know, we're trying to really grow our occupational health service business. And increasingly working with local businesses to offer our services, you know, to them, and I think we've been very successful at it, and we're gonna really put a focus on growing that business.
Well, I have to say, Bing, I was almost gonna say to our audience, you know, check out AFC Urgent Care in Natick and Marlborough only if you have to, but I almost don't want to say that because you do so much more than urgent care for companies and individuals. I think people would really enjoy the experience because when you're under that stress and you're under that, the only thing you can get is a good experience to make that better. So,
right.
Bing Yeo, Managing Director, AFC Urgent Care, thank you so much for joining us
today. Thank you so much, Mark.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
My name is Mark Altman. Thank you for joining us for another edition of the Mindset Go entrepreneurial video podcast, and we'll look forward to seeing you next time.